Show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad, getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 7 October 2022. Axios Closer, 22 September, quote, one big thing, seeing through the anti-BlackRock noise. Here's an evergreen tweet. BlackRock is being attacked by politicians for its ESG stats. Last month, it was Republicans attacking the gargantuan fund manager for being overly zealous when it came to climate commitments. This month, it's a Democrat, New York City Comptroller Brad Lander, attacking the buy-side behemoth for not being zealous enough. Why it matters. Politicians, by their nature, are good at making noise. But when it comes to investment supertankers such as BlackRock, noise is mostly just noise. Texas and New York City are certainly capable, in theory, of making good on their threats to pull their money from BlackRock, about $63 billion between them. Yes, but those sums together account for about 0.6% of BlackRock's total assets under management. Enough to get founder and CEO Larry Fink's attention, to be sure, but hardly an existential threat. The big picture. BlackRock's largest clients, especially in Europe, are aligned with its goals, and BlackRock itself is aligned with other large investors as members of climate coalitions. But the substantive differences between BlackRock and other big fund managers when it comes to climate issues are generally slim. The bottom line, if you're a politician, then BlackRock's always going to top your list of targets. The rest of BlackRock's clients, however, tend to think about such matters rarely, if at all. Unquote. Okay, speaking of the rest of BlackRock's clients, did you guys forget to mention? bkdata.com/business-bankruptcies-case-summary. On January 11th, 2022, the petition date, BlackRock International Incorporated filed a voluntary petition for relief under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. The debtor's case was assigned case number 22-50015. Seems that the most recent hearing was held 20th of September, and more digging is required to determine whether it was converted to Chapter 7 in July. Anybody?
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman. Recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.